Welcome everyone to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and we have our very, very first guest on The Xamarin Show. I'm so excited to not just be up here by myself, but to have someone on The Xamarin Show. And today with me is Samina Passat. We've been chatting a lot. Tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Hi everybody, my name is Samina Passat. I'm a program manager in the Hockey App team. So we deal a lot with mobile developers, with Xamarin developers as well, with all types of native developers. And yeah, I'm super excited to be here with you today.
Awesome, yeah. Now with Hockey App, you said you're from the Hockey App team. Mm-hmm. I've been using Hockey App for a long time to essentially do kind of continuous deployment to my testers, right? It's all about getting, there's multiple parts, but kind of getting it in the tester's hands. But today we're going to talk about something not Hockey App related.
Yes.
Interesting. I do love the Hockey App, sure, but...
Yes.
We're going to talk about continuous integration, mm-hmm. kind of part of a piece of the DevOps flow, right?
Yes,
and is
that's
this,
correct.
Is it where you see a lot of developers start in DevOps, or why are we talking about it today?
Why are we talking about it? Well, one of the Hockey App super important features is beta distribution. And we encourage people to beta test, be it with testers, maybe with their internal teams, maybe external testers. And something we see many of our developers doing it automatically. So mm-hmm. having this continuous deployment that we are talking about. And one of the essential parts of continuous deployment, or one of the first things, is you actually need continuous integration. So that's something that we see many of our developers doing, and we encourage all of them to do that, and we are super excited about this topic generally.
Yeah, so you kind of got to take your code that lives somewhere.
Right.
You got to build it,
mm-hmm.
and you got to do some other... We say continuous integrations, I assume that there's integrations in there, and
right.
Hockey App could be an integration,
yeah,
or
exactly.
I have unit tests,
mm-hmm.
or I have test cloud tests,
yeah.
or I need to, I did an application called MyDriving where we had to swap out tokens, right? Mm-hmm. It was public on GitHub, but we don't want to put our private key on
Obviously.
GitHub, so we want to put that in secure mm-hmm. storage, for instance. And are those the integration parts, I guess, of continuous integration?
Yeah.
So it's more than just building.
Yeah, it's more than building. Building is a core part, I would say, because first thing first, you want to make sure that whatever you just checked in, it actually builds. And then it's successful testing, and as you said, test cloud. But then, yes, you can have a bunch of other integrations. Like something that we see a lot is people having a Slack channel where
okay.
they're just saying, hey, the build has succeeded, or some other communication means, email or whatever, Hockey App, a bunch of different things.
I like that. I mean, I often am working with a bunch of different developers mm-hmm. on an application. We're all in our different branches of code,
right.
and sure, it may work on my machine, but where is it getting built? I think that has always been like an issue for me
mm-hmm.
Because when I start to work with other developers, we have different SDKs installed, we have different versions of the
mm-hmm.
product. Oh, this dev is on the alpha channel, but I'm on stable, and
right.
what are we actually building it on and deploying mm-hmm. it and putting it in our testers' hands?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something that has really intrigued me in the last
yeah.
few months and last year is saying like, listen, this is the machine that it's built on, and this is how we're building it. And when it breaks the build, you can just kind of like get blame, you can point at somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you said the thing with it works on my machine, because that's something we used to say all the time. But now that you have a continuous integration server, which is the machine where stuff is running, that's actually the source of truth. So the part with, well, it works on my machine, it doesn't really work anymore.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking a little bit. You have a bunch of demos. We
mm-hmm.
both have very fancy Macs. Mine's rose gold, which I like to point out
fancy.
All the time. It's very fancy. Not as powerful, though. But I think when I talk to developers, I talk a lot about CI
mm-hmm.
and CD and DevOps.
Right.
It kind of seems scary. It seems scary to me. I mean, I used to just build on my machine, and I would email an
mm-hmm.
APK file around
mm-hmm.
Because I was scared. It's like, oh, is it going to take a lot of time? Is it going to do this? But when I talked to you, you said, no, that's not the case, right? It's
not
hard anymore.
Yeah, I would say it used to be very hard. Like, I remember maybe 5-7 years ago, it was super, for me, it was super difficult to get started with. And it was, for me, something that I would say, I don't do it because it takes so much of my day, which is the day I want to spend doing something productive and not trying to set up CI.
Gotcha.
But I think nowadays, it literally takes like 5 minutes, 10 minutes maybe if it's a bit more complicated project, and then it just works.
Okay.
And you have it working for as long as you want it to be there.
Gotcha. So if I have some code today, are about to start, like, mm-hmm. would you start there? Like, where do we start? I mean, do I start just a file new inside of Visual Studio or Xamarin Studio, mm-hmm. or should, like, I start somewhere else? Like, where do you think devs should start?
Well, if you're just starting new, yeah, I guess you're going to start with a new project. But even if you have a project that it's already running, you know, for weeks, months, maybe it's already out to the world, you can still have CI running on it. And even for, like, simple bug fixes, mm-hmm. or simple, I don't know, maybe a new device came out and you want to test it out and to see how it works. Like, I think it's totally worth it wherever you are in your development cycle of the app.
So no matter where you're at, I like that. Because I recently have been going back through my GitHub, and I have, like, all these old apps, mm-hmm. like, 2-3 years ago. But I need to update them now because Android N's coming out, right. and iOS 10's coming out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to, like, download the source code, do this thing. So I've been trying to put all my apps mm-hmm. in it. So, but you're going to show us something today from essentially zero to...
I'm going
to
start from scratch.
From scratch. I love it. I love it. That's where a lot of our developers are probably starting. So let's hop mm-hmm. over to your Mac here. I like the background, little flamingos hanging out.
Reminding on vacation.
So what do we have here at Microsoft? I mean, where are we going to start?
So I'm going to start with Xamarin Studio.
Okay.
Because I'm on a Mac. If I was on Windows, I would use Visual Studio probably. But right now, I use Xamarin Studio. And for the continuous integration server, I'm going to use Visual Studio Team Services. We call this VSTS. And many of the people might know the old TFS, which is the version on-prem.
Gotcha.
But actually, I'm super fan of VSTS because it's on the cloud. Everything is hosted. I just click the button to build, and I don't have to care about any machine.
I like that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, we had TFS servers. We had all this stuff. It's great if you're in an environment that everything needs to be controlled and monitored by IT. But now we can just put our code up there. Everything's good. It's just tying into our source code repository. I just like to click buttons. I don't want to go certain paths. Cool.
Exactly.
So we're inside of Xamarin Studio. Now what?
I'm going to click New Solution.
Okay.
And I'm going to start with a super easy sample app. I'm going to have a single view app, the easiest you can get. I'm going to make it a share library, and let's call it
Well, we're on the Xamarin show. I don't know.
Xamarin show.
Perfect.
Does it sound good?
That sounds great.
Great. Okay.
And this is probably where a lot of developers have started every single mm-hmm. app today.
Yeah. I'm going to keep the checkboxes as they are. So I'm going to want to have the Git auto-initialized and the Git ignore file there. Mm. I'm not going to do any testing today, although it's a super good practice to have. Write unit test, write UI test, run all the tests you want. We're just not going to do it today. So I'm going to create a project.
This will download some resources, everything we need. Cool.
And I'm just going to run on Android today to make it a bit easier. So I'm going to want to run this as a startup project.
Perfect.
And yeah, I'm just going to...
And debug it. So file new blank application.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've started to go down the path that I almost want every time I do a file new project, when I'm like, I'm going to start this project, mm-hmm. like, I want to know every time I commit code and do this stuff, like, am I breaking mm-hmm. stuff and like, get it actually testable.
Yeah.
And I think that's super important. Yeah.
So that's what we're going to try to do today.
Cool.
So this is the Android simulator, which started.
So then we'll go ahead and deploy. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
All right.
Beautiful.
Hello world, click me.
Love
fancy
it.
App. Fanciest app, right?
Google will absolutely accept that. iOS, I don't know so much. Apple's a little bit stricter on requirements, but it looks good.
Okay, cool. So now I already have my first app, let's say.
Ship
super
it.
Fancy. At least to beta testers, I can ship it. So let me go to Visual Studio Team Services.
So what is Visual Studio Team Services, I guess, here first?
Visual Studio Team Services, it's a service or a set of services super useful for teams and for developers. And the thing I like most about it is that you have an idea initially, and it helps you from having an idea to shipping a real product to real people, which is the part I like most, that you don't have to go to, you know, 1,000 different tools for version control and then for task planning and then for bug tracking. You have everything in one place, shared with your team, host it on their servers, and you just click buttons, and you're good.
And you're good. All right. So we're here at visualstudio.com.
Yep.
And right in the middle, Visual Studio Team Services.
Exactly.
Cool.
So I already have an account, and I'm going to go and create a new account for this show.
Okay. So essentially, these are all of your different accounts, I guess. And then on each account, it seems like you have some apps or something
underneath. Yep, I have a bunch of projects in different accounts, different demos, different personal projects. So I'm going to go ahead and create a new account just for the purpose of today. I like to keep my things separately. So if I already had, let's say, a show with you ongoing for weeks, probably I'll just add a project in this account already.
Gotcha.
But now I just want to take it from scratch. So
you can kind of think of it as your organization that you are. So like I have one for Xamarin or one for James.
Right.
Essentially, these are my applications. Mm-hmm. Like I said, pick a memorable name. This has to be a unique name. So this
CI
is like
Xamarin Show.
Perfect.
I hope I haven't done that before.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue managing the code using Git.
Okay.
I like Git. So yeah, now I'm just creating the account. VSTS is going to do a bit of magic in the background, set up a bunch of stuff I need, get the projects ready. I think it's even going to create a first project for me, just like that.
Nice.
So that's going to take a bit.
So not too bad. Now we see that there's a Team Foundation version control, but also a Git backend. What if I just have code in GitHub? Like I can point it at that, I assume?
Yeah, it's super easy. There's this thing called services, so you can point wherever your source code is, you can point it, and VSTS is gonna pick up the code from there.
Okay, gotcha.
Be it GitHub, some other Git server that you like to use.
Bitbucket or just an on-prem.
Yeah.
Right, perfect. So you don't have to use the built-in stuff, essentially.
You don't have to use. Personally,
but you can.
I like using it because it has unlimited private repos.
That's not bad.
Which is always nice.
That's always nice. Cool. So we're in VSTS. So we'll just call it VSTS from now on. I always like to do it nice and short. And this is your dashboard, I guess.
This is my dashboard. This is my first project that has already been created for me.
Okay.
You can see here, there's my first project.
It's a good name for a project.
Super nice to be something automatically created.
Yeah.
And now the first thing I want is actually to have the code hosted somewhere.
Okay.
Because right now it's on my machine, which
yes.
doesn't help much.
I'm going to get it off the machine.
Right. So I'm going to use the version control from VSTS.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to the build tab. To the code tab.
There's a bunch of tabs up top.
Right.
So these are kind of sections of VSTS.
Yeah, okay. So you have the code section, which is obviously your source code.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the work, where you're going to have work tracking, task planning, agile planning. We use a lot of this board in our team, actually, for tracking stuff.
Nice.
We do all the sprints and everything. And it's super nice when working remote with people because everybody has the same version and you don't have a bunch of stickers.
Gotcha. Yeah, exactly. So if you're doing Scrum or Kanban or even Waterfall, you can pop them in here. We're not going to mess with any of this, right?
No, we won't.
Cool.
Then you have the build tab, which is where we're going to spend a bunch of our time today.
Yeah, that's the CI part.
That's
the CI part of it. Cool.
And then you have the test part where you can set up your tests. And then the release part, which is the continuous deployment part that we're not going to touch as much about it today. But it's a super important part. After you build, you want to release.
Got to put it somewhere.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Well, of course, we just want to build it, so we're going to put the code first.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said earlier, we're going to host it here in VSTS, but it could be just pointing at
GitHub. It could be everywhere.
Cool.
Yeah. I have the code somewhere on my machine. I'm going to go to the directory where I have it.
Perfect.
And then I just want to commit it. So let's make sure that everything is tracked.
And we're just using basically git command line here
to
do it. Gotcha. In bash.
Initial commit. The best commit ever.
I believe it's actually the number one commit besides like create a new readme.
I'm sure.
So what you've just done here is you've committed all the code. We did file new.
Mm-hmm.
All the code is like this commit. It's still just committed on your machine, though. It's not actually in.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
And now what I actually like is that VSTS gives you all the commands you need to easily commit it. So I'm just going to take it from here to push it to the repo.
Nice.
I'm going to paste it in. It already has the link, which is nice. And now I can just take it.
So you add it and say, like, this is where it lives on VSTS, and then you're going to push it. Mm-hmm. Now you're prompted here for username, password.
Let's hope I remember them.
Perfect.
I do. And I want to point out something here really quick, because I was also a bit confused. Actually, I asked about you yesterday how to do that. So initially, I thought it's my login to Visual Studio Team Services. But it is not. It's actually the Git credentials, and you can set them up here under Generate Git Credentials.
Gotcha.
And it's just a small gotcha. I mean, it's super easy. You can set up whatever you want, but it's always nice to know.
To do it.
Yeah.
And there's also plugins. So if you're doing this in Visual Studio, there's actually just the Team Explorer mm-hmm. would handle this for
yes.
you. Or if you're using Android Studio, Eclipse, or then here with the Mac
exactly.
and Linux terminals, boom, here's
exactly.
what you want to do.
You still need the credentials, though.
Ah, gotcha. So you got to create
yeah,
those.
You got to create
Perfect.
Them. So it looks like I've done everything. So now if I refresh this, my yeah. code should be there. Nice.
The
Super
code
easy.
Is, the code is on the server yes. with full version control mm-hmm. everything.
Everything
Initial
is
commit.
There.
Perfect.
Yeah. Initial nice. Commit. Best commit. And now I have the code here. Let's try to build it.
Sure.
So that's a part that you thought is going to take a really long time to
yeah,
do it.
Yeah. You'd imagine it would take like a whole week to set up. And
well, we don't have
this.
A whole week.
We don't have a whole so. Week, yeah. We're trying to accomplish this in under 30 minutes of even
right.
discussing it. Cool.
Yes.
So
I'm just going to create a new build definition.
Okay.
Super handy for Xamarin developers. I have here already the build definition for Android as a default template.
Okay.
Same for iOS. Today, we're going to do Android.
Okay. So and now, normally, do you see it like different build definitions for each OS? Or would you try to do everything together?
Personally, I like to have them separately.
Okay.
I don't know how you like to do it.
Well, I also am a big fan of separate. And for me, it's because I do different things in different mm-hmm. apps, right? Sometimes I have to do some stuff with Google Play or you bump versions differently. You know, iOS is a little mm-hmm. bit different than Android. Now, granted, like, you're kicking off multiple builds,
right.
but it feels more controlled. It feels a little bit like if it's a one-stop shop for Android mm-hmm. and iOS. So,
right.
And also, maybe we're pointing them to that, too, because it says Xamarin Android, Xamarin iOS. But you can do other stuff in here. So if
yeah.
you're doing UWP for a Xamarin Forms application,
you can. You can start with empty, so you can do your own stuff there and really customize it as much as you want. But I actually like using the default template because it's super nice and it just works,
I
which
like
is
that.
The part I like
yeah.
the most. So I'm just going to walk you through a bit what I'm selecting here.
Okay.
So I have my repo source on VSTS. It's already selected. I'm going to do it on the master branch. Now you can imagine that you can have multiple branches and you're going to have different logic or different build definitions depending on your branch.
Okay.
But right now, let's just do the master part. Super easy. I'm going to do a hosted build, which means I don't have to care about the build machines. VSTS is taking care of everything for me.
So that kind of is a cloud, Azure-y VM somewhere
mm-hmm.
that has all the bits installed that
mm-hmm.
I need.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then, so obviously that's nice because you can do PCs and, you know, in Windows and in this VM
right.
for hosted, but can you also run it on-prem then? Like, what if I wanted to control it? Can
mm-hmm.
I, yeah, you can do that?
Yeah, you can just have your own machine, take a build agent, run
okay.
it on your machine. As long as it has access to it, then everything
okay.
should be fine.
So if you really want that control, you can use all of the goodness of this build definition yeah. that we're creating, but point it at your local
mm-hmm.
build machine, like
right.
maybe have a Mac Mini
mm-hmm.
or a little Windows machine off to the
exactly.
side.
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly.
All right.
I like VSTS and Azure taking care of all my stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
So I'm going to create a new build definition. And here there's a bunch of steps.
Okay. So this is so there's steps. So
yes.
what does that mean exactly?
So it means they're going to run sequentially,
okay.
one after another. Some might be blocking, some might be not.
Okay.
And in the end, it's going to publish an artifact, which is for us an APK.
Okay.
And that, yeah, then I can just try it out, test it, maybe deploy it as at HockeyApp, as you were saying.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's see how this thing works.
Okay.
Now there's a few steps that we actually don't need for today for the purpose. One of them is activating the Xamarin license.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and disable this step.
And probably part of that is because when Xamarin got acquired mm-hmm. by Microsoft, we open sourced everything, made everything included in Visual Studio. So if you already have Visual Studio or VSTS, it's included. I'd imagine that the only time I've been doing Xamarin work for a long time is that you may need to activate that maybe for like components or maybe enterprise features or something like that, I assume. But that's the first thing I do is no longer need it. But that's the nice thing. So you right-clicked and just said, deactivate this step. So
exactly.
It doesn't delete the step.
Yes.
It's kind of like a PowerPoint where you hide a slide,
that's
right?
That's something I really like because later, for instance, right now I'm going to disable the Xamarin Test Cloud step as well because I don't want to do that. And it's super nice because if, let's say, later, like in a few weeks, I want to do that, I can just enable it back and I don't have to care where do I take that step from, where are the configs. So I'm just going to disable it for now.
Perfect.
And I'm also going to disable the test part.
Okay. So that's like if you had unit tests, for instance.
Which you should
totally
have.
Should totally have. File new, we don't have, but you should. So if you had X unit or N unit tests, and that's a little bit different than the actual UI test, because the UI test would send it to the test cloud. For
exactly.
And these are the integrations, right?
Right.
It's that you're building, but you're integrating and doing all this stuff. And that's like the win, I think, really.
Exactly.
Cool. So what's left? You disabled half of the stuff.
Yeah, so I think there's four steps left.
Okay.
NuGet restore.
Got to have those NuGets.
Yep. Then building the project.
Okay.
Everything is populated here. I usually like to manual pick my project just to make sure that everything is fine. Now, for this project, shouldn't be an issue because I only have one project. But you know, if it's a more complex project, it's always nice to be able to choose. So I'm gonna choose my Android project. Everything here is already filled in. I don't have to care. Then it's the Android signing part, the test. The task. And then in the end, there's the publish artifact.
Yeah, so if you were going to go to the app store, you'd sign and zip a line, and you'd get your key store.
Yep.
That's going to be stored maybe in Azure Storage or something like that, maybe. Get it there. Okay, cool.
So now
how did you go back to the build stuff for me again?
Yeah.
So you, the project, and a lot of these things, what are these little dollar sign things that we see? There's like dollar sign build stuff. It's like variables?
These are the variables. And you can add more if you want it. So there's here a tab for variables where you can go ahead and add whatever you need.
Gotcha. So if you have like a private key or something.
Maybe you have a token, maybe whatever you have there. You just go to the variables, you add them, and then you reference them from your build task.
Gotcha. And I think what you did earlier, which is you hit that little triple dot.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite feature.
Yes, I love it.
And that even works. I know that works if it's on GitHub, too.
It does.
It just looks for it, and you can point at it.
It does.
Perfect. All right.
It's super nice.
I like that. All right. So cool. So that's it.
Yeah. I just need to save it.
Okay.
Give it a good name. So probably CI Xamarin Show. Oops.
So you could have basically different definitions.
OK. I'm just going to leave it like
all
this.
All caps. I like it.
All caps.
Cool.
And now I think I can go ahead and let's queue a build.
Queue a build, all right. So we see summary, queue a build, and then?
Yes, I want a hosted one, a master branch. Looks good.
Okay. Perfect. So now it's actually on some magical machine somewhere doing stuff or about to do stuff.
Yeah. Right now it's a bit queued. It shouldn't take long though. It should kick off any minute now.
Okay. So we've created our show. We have a build definition. And obviously if it was a hosted solution, it wouldn't be queued, right? It might just come in, or if it's a local solution.
Right.
But we're a hosted solution, so it's free at this point. And it's going to run our steps?
Yeah. It's going to start running our steps. It's going to, you know, you have here the whole log.
Oh, okay.
So you can check what's happening. It's going to get the sources, and it's going to do the NuGet restore and a bunch of steps. You can check everything on the console. I really like this live streaming thing because I always know where it's located.
And it's color-coded, so
right.
We can see here that couldn't find some file, but it doesn't matter. It's going to continue on in the restore. And
another part I like is this on the left side that it's saying, you know, we configured all the steps. And then I can see in which step exactly it is. And then if it's going to fail, which today is not the case,
perfect.
I'm going to see exactly where it failed.
Gotcha. So it built the application, got it, signed it, and it's done.
Yeah, it's
in
done.
24 seconds.
That was fast. Yeah.
OK.
So here is a summary for my build. I have a tab with the artifacts.
Yeah, and this artifact name, I've I say it all the time, and it seems very like you're going into a tomb and you're like excavating for artifacts, right? But essentially, it's whatever was built.
I never thought about the tomb part.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're going and we're finding stuff from this build, right? You build
that's
it
true.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's somewhere here in the drop folder, and there should be an APK here.
Boom.
And there it is.
It found our DLL, so if you were just even building just a normal non-app, you could build a library and it pulled the DLLs in. Cool.
Yeah. Nice. So that's the part where we have set up the build. But we were talking before about continuous integration.
Because right now we have integration.
But where's the continuous part?
Yes, where's the continuous part? That's what I care about. It's like me, I want to write some code, push it off, and I don't want to have to care about it. It just happens.
Right. And you want to happen every single time.
Every time.
Like you don't want that somebody sneaks in a check-in.
Yeah, if Samina breaks the build, I want it on the big board to be like, Samina broke the build.
It's your fault.
Exactly, I probably broke the build, that's right. So that way I can't sneak it in. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Cool, so I'm going to go to my build definition, and I will want to edit the build definition, and I want to have it triggered every time for every check-in.
Okay.
So I'm going to go to this step called triggers.
Go figure.
Surprise. And yeah, just click a button.
Continuous integration.
And that's it. I can here include multiple branches. Today's master only. And I think that's kind of it. I'm going to go ahead and save it in the same one.
And it looks like you can also schedule something too.
Yeah.
So.
For instance, it's pretty cool. You can do the continuous integration for every check-in, and probably you have your unit test, but maybe you don't want to have, you know, the whole test suite running for every single check-in somebody does.
Sure, yeah.
So then you're going to have maybe a nightly build that is going to run a whole suite of tests, and that's nice to be scheduled.
Yeah, I can think of it when I am doing a lot of work with the Xamarin Test Cloud is, with like every commit, I want my UI tests to be run on one device, but then I want this, we always call it regression, right?
Yes.
A regression suite, or maybe I'm just about to go off to the app store. I want to do a full, you know, test, not just a smoke test. So I schedule that maybe a nightly or weekly build to make sure. So cool, and then you can schedule it, and those branches, you can do one, you can do many, and it looks like there's like, you can add as many as you want, so that's cool, nice. All right.
So I think that's it.
I
saved it.
All right.
Let's see if it works.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to make a super small change. You remember my fancy app was something like click this button?
Yeah, click this button.
Well, I'm going to say welcome to the Xamarin Show.
Perfect.
So I'm going to go here. Oops. And
open up our Android designer.
Yep, and I should have a label here that I want to modify. Nice, so I'm gonna go and modify the string.
So we saw that string was pointing to this here. Perfect.
Yep, so I'll say, hello Xamarin Show. All caps.
Because you're very excited about being on the Xamarin
Show. Super excited.
Exactly.
I'm yelling Xamarin Show. So I'm gonna go ahead and save it. I can run it. Just to make sure that I've done something, actually.
And what's actually cool is on the bottom here, you can like tap on like changes and log and merge. You can actually see all the changes that are occurring. So if you don't have an external like diff tool or whatever, it's built into Xamarin Studio, which is nice.
Right.
And Visual Studio,
super
too.
Super nice, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so it's launching some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Welcome.
And the idea here is that we've made a bunch of changes, and this could be like a feature or a bug fix.
Right.
And we want to not only make sure that we don't break anything, but also that we can then get it into our testers' hands.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay, hello Xamarin Show. So what I'm going to do now, I want to check it in.
Okay.
And then I want to make sure that the build is kicked off automatically.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to go back here.
So you did a git add. All essentially.
Yes, just to make sure that whatever I change is going to be staged and committed. Modify the label.
And that's going to be a kind of your message for the commit.
Exactly. Perfect. And I'm just going to push it.
Push. Perfect.
So that's it. Now if I go to my code, I should see there the latest commit message. Not yet.
Yeah, right,
modify the label. Yeah,
yep, perfect.
Cool. So now if I go to the build tab, I should see a build in progress, and I do. I have here a new build in progress. I like here that it's saying what exactly commit modified it.
Yeah.
Or what commit triggered it, which is super nice to have when you have like multiple people working the same time on the same repo and doing commits like crazy, probably like 2 days before release.
Yeah, you can tap directly on like this is what actually triggered it there. But I want to get a diff right
in.
That's nice.
Super nice.
Super nice.
So.
It's already successful.
Yeah, it's successful. So it seems like I haven't broke anything this time.
That's good. That's good. All right. And then you even see you have a 7 day pass rate, so it's successful, and then you can just
you see the history. You see this little graph with like your latest builds, and yeah, it's super nice. Now, what I would like to do would be to every time I do this commit is to push it out to some testers.
Gotcha.
So assuming that you know the unit tests have been passing, maybe some Xamarin Test Cloud, some steps running Xamarin Test Cloud have been passing as well. I would like to just send it out to some beta testers.
Yeah.
Maybe that's my team usually. Like in the first try, I usually like to have you know internal people testing out whatever I've done there. So yeah, you can just go to the build definition, and you can add a hockey-app step.
Yeah, let's take a look at it. Let's go back
now,
to the...
So the hockey-app step is not coming by default part of the step, so you're going to have to go to the Visual Studio Marketplace and install the hockey-app step. Do you want to do that now?
Yeah, let's take a look at
it. Okay, let's have a look.
I think actually one part that's really cool about Visual Studio Team Services is also extendable. So what we saw built in was you had the Xamarin build steps, you had the Xamarin Test Cloud and things like that, but there's a whole marketplace.
Yeah. So I'm just going to search here for HockeyApp extension. Here there's a bunch of extensions, not only for mobile developers, but for all type of developers that want to use VSTS.
So it looks like you have Visual Studio, VSTS, and code, and I think we're on code right now.
Oh, yeah.
So there's tabs up top. Perfect. So there we go. Nice.
And
oh, what do you know?
HockeyApp right
is
here.
Happens to be featured. Go figure.
Surprise, surprise. Oops.
So these are extensibilities. Mm-hmm. You can rate them. They're open source components, I guess, or maybe some open source, some closed source. And it says install, but which is interesting. It's not like you're installing on your machine, right? You're installing it
in your account.
Okay, gotcha.
So I'm going to go ahead and click install. I think now I should kind of tell them in which account I want to have it.
Perfect.
So I'm going to have it in the CI Xamarin Show, and I think it's as easy as that.
It's kind of like almost installing an app onto your phone, but you're installing an app onto your Team Services account. You can do different stuff with it.
Right.
Cool.
So I think that's it. I'm good to go.
Okay.
So now I'm going to go back to my account, back to my build definition, and I will just want to show a bit how to do that. I'm going to go ahead and edit it. And what I want to do is to add a new build step.
Okay.
So basically, after each successful build, let's take the APK, the artifact, and take it out to some users.
Gotcha. And these steps are all the integrations, so these tasks, if you will. And the ones that were there are the default ones, but we have a lot.
Right.
Looks like we can, there's CMake and Gradle and Grunt. And so if you're doing web development, you can do it here. And there's a whole bunch of stuff. We have packaging and testing and deployment. Cool. And then HockeyApp now is in there?
Yeah, I think it should be under deploy. And yeah, HockeyApp here. I just installed it a few seconds ago, and now it pops up in my tasks.
Beautiful.
So I can just go ahead and edit. And that's it. Now I have this task here at the end. I can actually put it wherever I want, but for this specific task, I want to have it at the end
once
everything is done. And I'm going to have to add a new HockeyApp connection, which, do you want me to do it to show it, or?
If you want to, yeah, go. So let's talk about the services and how would go about it,
okay.
I guess. Yeah. So it seems like there's this connection. We were talking about services earlier, like connecting to GitHub. And I think, like, essentially there's two things that you need to fill in here. It looks like you have to fill in your binary, which would be your APK.
Exactly.
And then also this connection. This connection is your magical service, HockeyApp.
Yeah, it's like a service on HockeyApp. So you're going to have to put the HockeyApp endpoint and probably some type of API token, some way of you know communicating with your account, actually.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's kind of it. You're going to have a new app created on HockeyApp and link into this one. And it's literally a few fields here to fill it in. And then for every check-in that was successful, it's going to deploy it out to some testers.
Beautiful. So we're building, restoring NuGet, building, signing our APK, deploying it to our testers.
Yep.
And that's just the build startup. And we talked at the other sections of testing and release management and all this stuff. Like you could deploy to Google Play and you can do all this stuff. But really for a straight build, like under 5 minutes, done.
Yeah.
And it's
super easy.
Super easy.
Like especially when you want to try out with your team, with your, you know, beta testers that you already have a relationship with, it's super nice to have because you can then have almost every day a new version of the app. Like you put another button or some other small feature, you can take it out, test it, and not wait 1 month to work on something and then to get feedback that nobody wants it.
I like that. It's about saving time, money, energy, and kind of getting rid of all the tedious stuff that you used to have to do manually every time. I mean, that was my biggest pain point is like, every time I want to go to the app, so I got to do this or give it to my testers, I got to, oh geez, like it's like time consuming. And if you're in a one or two man development shop, right, or a small group of developers like we are often building mobile apps, like we don't have time to mess around with this. It's just we want it to be done for us.
And I think that's the part where many people think that continuous integration takes a lot of time. And they say, well, you know, I'm a two-person shop or I'm a five-person shop. We don't really have a person, like a release manager type of person who would take care of everything.
Gotcha.
But the nice part is that they spend only a few minutes, like you saw, it took us, what, maybe 10 minutes or something?
Yeah, to do it.
And then it saves them a bunch of time throughout so many weeks or months working on this project.
Awesome.
So even for like few people, it's super nice to have.
I love it. I love it. Every new app, under 5 minutes, up in Visual Studio Team Services, built, restored, deployed.
To Hockey App.
To Hockey App. And of course, anywhere else you want.
Yes.
But awesome. Samina, thank you so much for taking some time and being on the Xamarin Show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We'll put some of all these links that Samina showed off in the show notes, including Hockey App, of course. This has been the Xamarin Show, and thank you so much.
Thanks.